Oh, it's me.
Hey, is this Frank? Hey, it's
This is
Shaw from,
Frank.
this is Bert Shaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, how you doing? Yeah, I called you a little while ago. Yes, I'm gonna start looking for some funds
Okay.
to start buying some cash inventory,
Okay.
and I think I talked to you around February.
Yeah, we talked in
This year,
February. Yeah.
and I don't really need it that much, but I'm trying to deal with a company that if I pay cash, I can get the advantage of getting the products, not because of other issues, because the product is very scarce. I'm talking about pork product. So I told him, if I send you the money up front, you can, yeah, sure, we can give you some. That to be an advantage for our company. So anyway, I don't believe I've talked to you about what kind of interest rate you offer, or what do you offer, or what are we talking about the interest rate?
Sure. Yeah, when we talked in February, it was the same thing. You just wanted some capital to buy inventory. And you're a broker, right? You resell your meat.
Yes, that's been a business for over 30 years. Yeah.
How soon
So
do you
we
need
have credit, like I said, we have credit with a lot of companies,
Okay,
but
that's good.
this right now the Chinese are buying a lot of pork, and there's a scarce
There's a scarce amount for it.
it's a scarce of the pork. There is pork, but
Right.
we buy a lot of stuff,
Oh.
and we might see an advantage doing that. So
Yeah.
just tell me what do you
Sure.
offer, or what?
So what we offer is we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual revenue as unsecured cash. So do you know how much you're tracking to do this year? How was the first 6 months of or 5 months of the year for you?
I don't have this figure right out of hand. I need to
That's
check it out
okay.
in my
How was
writing
last year
somewhere.
for you?
But do you need a gross sales or what?
Yeah, just the gross sales. Like you can just give me a guesstimate if you don't know, I don't need
Half
the
a
full
million,
number.
a million, a little bit over $1 million
A little bit
a
over a
year.
million. Okay, let's just say $1 million just because it's easy. So from $1 million in gross sales, we can give you about a rule of thumb is about 10 to 15%. So about 100 to 150 thousand on the high range as cash, and you can use this to buy the inventory. So do you need 100,000 or 150, or how much is it that you really need?
I wanted to start with 75.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, a load of product cost of about 20,000, 20, 25, 30,000, even $40,000 each load. Load is a
Okay.
container of a trailer load.
Okay.
Now what requirements do you need from us? What is it that you need from us?
Sure. So our application, we make it really easy. It's just a one-page application, just like basic business info, your personal info, things like that. We just need 6 months of bank statements, so from December to May. If you have May, if you don't have May, then you can just go up to April, so November to April. And then when your customers pay you, do they use credit card or do they pay cash or check?
No, they pay check, or they advance the money wire transfer,
Oh,
by wire transfer.
okay. Then you don't have to worry about the merchant statement, so one less thing. And then just the tax return. So really for you, we just need 6 months of bank statement, the one-page application, and most recent tax return. And then once you get that to me, I can get you the hard number on how much interest you're going to pay back, what kind of terms, what kind of programs are available for you to choose from, and then how long the term is going to be for.
Okay, but the percentage, what is the rate? Give me an idea from what to what.
Okay, sure. Have you had a working capital loan before? Any kind of idea how it
Oh,
works?
many years ago with
Many
SBA,
years ago? Like,
with the SBA, Mortgage Administration. I do have some loans with banks here, mm-hmm. but that's credit cards, you know, sometimes it's 5%, 4%, 3%, 6%.
Mm-hmm.
At the most, 6%, sometimes 7%, 8%.
Yeah.
But it varies. Sometimes we get 0%, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when we need some cash like that, we go to those banks mm-hmm. like Bank of America, Chase, and all those big banks.
Right. Do you know how long it takes for you in order to sell all your like inventory, like your 70? Let's just say you got 75,000 in inventory. How mm-hmm. fast do you usually turn that over?
Well, we do it very fast. We don't buy unless we have it bought. We have a buyer already like that. Uh-huh. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we don't actually want to keep them.
So maybe like a couple months, 6 months at most.
A couple of months at the most.
A couple months. Okay. Mm-hmm. So our working capital program is actually it's actually perfect for you know, your type of business, because what it is basically it's a shorter term loan. So it's between, it could range from 3 months to 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere in between. And what we do is we just tell you, since it's not, you know, annualized, like, you know, it's going to be like a two-year loan or three-year loan, four-year loan, that type of thing. It's just by months. We just tell you how much interest you're paying back in total at the end of everything.
Can you figure out for one year how much? Just give me an idea what the interest is.
Okay, yeah, I can. Sure. So
I know it's not going to be a real one, because I need to check all my credit and all that, you know.
Right. Yeah. We do only a soft check anyways. But so if you were to say 75,000, right? The cheapest would be 82,500. That would be the cheapest. It would be 10 cents on a dollar, basically.
10 cents on a dollar.
Mhm. But don't think of it as like 10%, like the APR you're used to, because that equals way more than 10 cents on a dollar at the end of it.
Okay.
So that's how we calculate. We just tell you. Like your principal is how much, your interest is how much, and the total, how much is your loan at the end of everything?
Okay, so if I borrow 75, I end up paying 82, right?
Mhm, that would be a cheap one. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a cheap one.
Yeah, okay. And that's like you know, you have everything is good, you know, no lien on your business, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Let me talk to my wife. She's my partner. She
mm-hmm.
is a corporation, and we are the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to her. She's very smart in this. I usually don't do this. Let me talk to her,
mm-hmm.
and I'll call you so you can send me an application.
Okay, sure. And just keep in mind, it might be. These loans are shorter term loan, so it is more expensive. By nature, it's unsecured, so you can use it for whatever you need, and it's fast. So, you know, in order for you to in order for you to get that the discount to buy your meat, you know, you need it fast, and we can give that to you. And you can turn it around, you make money on it, and then you can pay us back, and then you get more money and do the same thing over again.
Okay. And the requirements are the bank statements, you said, right?
Bank statements.
Income tax return?
Yep, just the business tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also the, what was it? The application. Application, yeah.
Okay.
How about this? Do you have a good email? I can just send that over to you. That way you can review everything. I will also send you like a link for you to check out our reviews, our bank, so you can see, you know, how many people we've helped, so it kind of give you a peace of mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
Want to do that? Okay. What's your email?
It's RYZ Inc.
Mm-hmm.
at AOL.com.
Okay, so RYZ Inc. at AOL.com?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then, quick question before you let me go. Well, how would you rate your credit? Are you like 700 plus, mid-range, or a little lower?
750 plus.
Oh, okay, that's good. So yeah, you'll definitely you know, qualify for one of our better programs. So within the cheaper range.
Okay.
Cool. So I'll go ahead and send the application over and some info on our the bank and the program, so you can take a look at it. And then what would be like a good time for me to kind of just follow up with you and see where we're at?
Like I said, let me talk to my wife. Let me tell her what more or less are the charges.
The options
and,
are okay.
And the charges. Mainly, we're looking at the interest rate. And when
right.
You told
exactly.
me 75, 82. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
So that's the my main concern. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have other like I said, we work with Wells Fargo, Chase.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And you have like the line of credit with them and stuff.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a problem. You know, we've been in business 32 years. And you know, like I said, you know, we have credit with big companies but we have this situation now that the Chinese are buying most of the pork.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about off all. When I say off all, it's like cards, neck bones, pork feet, things like that.
Because I'm actually Chinese, and my relatives in China, they tell me about how, because in China there's so much pollution, the quality is just so bad. And then now that, you know, people are richer in China, they're doing a lot of imports imports from America or for other foreign places, because it's cleaner, you know, and it's safer to eat, less bacteria and everything else, antibiotics and stuff like that. So that's probably why what's going on there. But do you know when's the deadline that that vendor you're buying the meat from? Do they have like a deadline for you to get it by?
No, I don't have a deadline. No.
Do you have like a deadline for yourself on when you need to get everything?
No, I'm constantly buying. Like I said, I'm constantly buying.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I don't right now. These products are scarce, and the suppliers like IDP, like Morel, Seaboard. Those are the big guys that sell all these pork items, and they are not supplying enough to us, you know.
And do you buy it from like a local? What do you call it?
No, we don't buy local. No.
Oh, it's not local. Is it far away?
No, we are in El Paso, Texas, and we buy from the plants.
Directly. Oh, from the plants.
Okay, from the producers.
Oh, in Texas. Okay. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does it take a long time for the meat to get to you?
No, if I buy a load, it gets here in 7 days. No.
Oh, okay, not too bad.
Yeah.
So basically, they just have the plan 7 days in ahead then.
Yeah. Well, 7 days is the time that they take to load the truck, and then that's the time that it takes to get to a pass.
I see. Okay.
So let me send that. You know, like I said, I don't promise you anything. Let me talk to my wife and share with her the information that you gave me, and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll do that, and then I'll just maybe touch base with you halfway through the week or something if you'll call me.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.